And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope everybody is having a good morning. 31 degrees outside. Still rather cold out there. If there is any fog out there, as Alan Crone said earlier, just kind of watch out. Could be some freezing fog out there, so just kind of keep on the lookout for that. And it is now time for our guest that we were talking about earlier. And joining me in studio today is Ernie Rodina. You probably recognize him as the host of Better Horses Radio. That you can hear every Saturday right here on the mighty 690 KGGF. And Ernie, again, welcome to the studio today. It's good to meet you, sir.
It's always great to be down at KGGF. We have several stations that carry our show, and we just got a great audience down here, and we'll take more all the time. But thank you for letting me come down and take. I was in your country last night by Altamont at the Western Way Cowboy Church, which, folks, I would urge you to attend that. That's just a tremendous, tremendous church with Les Green up there, the pastor. Had a great time. Excuse me. So my wife and I come down, and what happened, we really have a lot of things happening with Better Horses. The radio, we're now nationwide on a TV show and everything else. Well, then I turned 65 April 7th of this year. And April the 8th, after I turned 65, I went to the doctors because I was having trouble dragging my right foot, they said. I didn't think I was, but everybody else kept saying, Ernie, pick up your feet. Pick up your feet like a little kid. So anyway, April the 8th, the doctor, after an extensive studies and everything, came up with a diagnosis that I have Lewy body dementia. As of last night, there was probably 150, 200 people there, and not one of them heard of Lewy body dementia. But a lot have heard of Tom Seavers, Robin Williams, the guy that owns Ted Turner, mm-hmm. and then Jerry Sloan. These folks have all passed with Lewy body dementia. And what it is a form of dementia with Parkinson's. And so I thought, well, I can deal with this. When they give you that, you get over it. You kind of take a treatment and everything. No cure. And then normally after 5 to 7 years, you pass. And so I just know that I've always, like folks that are listening, you always worry about that day's come. Will it be cancer? Will it be this? Will it be that? Will it be a car wreck? And then I said, Lewy body dementia, never heard of it. And everything, and so I had that. And so what I did was, it was a shock. Never did break down and start crying or anything from that standpoint. And just you're in a kind of a fog when you get that. And so I've always had a good faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, you know what? It's time to ramp it up. You know, the fact of the matter is that I tell folks, let them in on a little secret. We're not getting out of this place alive.
Right.
You know, and so we do that. And so what I did was I made a commitment to my own mini commission. And that was to try to make sure that you look at the world around there now and look at everybody's wearing masks, and if there's ever a time that people realize that we are terminal, is what we're going through now. And then, so I started off talking about dealing with Lewy body through Jesus Christ, and I could see that didn't really resonate because, a lot of folks didn't know of Lewy body, and it's not about me. This interview is not about me.
Right.
I'm here on this radio show, thanks to you folks, to tell folks out there, to show them how to deal with a terminal illness through Jesus Christ. And I can't tell you, and I go back to my good friend that's passed. His name is Frank Slaughter of the Open Range Fellowship that passed away about a year ago. I couldn't understand that he was being ate up by cancer, and all he wanted to do was save folks and get them to know Jesus Christ. And so, I thought, I didn't understand it until when I'm at home now. If I need to be out reaching out to folks, I can tell you folks listening to me, whether it's PTSD, whether it's alcoholism, drugs, cancer, Lewy body, if you just ask the Lord to come into your life and stay focused on him, And I never talked like this before, but believe me, it's urgent that you accept the Lord. You know, I've got four boys and I've got six grandkids, you know, and this is, should be everybody's priority, is to make sure your whole family knows the Lord Jesus Christ.
I agree with you 100% right there, sir.
So I'm here. We stayed in Coffeyville last night after that. We had a tremendous meeting at the Western Way Cowboy Church, and so I just my plans in life had changed April the 8th. And normally, like I said, you know, our time on Earth is the shortest time in eternity we'll ever spend. Shortest time. And, you know, and so...
It's just a pit stop, basically.
It is, just like that. And so, you know, if I can... I know a lot of folks listening out there know Jesus Christ. If I can help them ramp up their belief and their fire for Jesus, that's one. If I can help lead folks, and you know, folks, you Christians out there, there's folks out there that are your neighbors and things like that, that you'd be surprised how many people are looking for something, you know, and I think it's our responsibility as Christians, you know, to spread the word of Jesus Christ. They had the Great Commission. I don't have it in front of me, but that was a verse in the Bible that meant a lot to me. Get out amongst men and women and tell them about Jesus Christ.
Spread the good word.
That's it. And the other thing is, it's as simple as this. You know, people talk about going to church, and we have a home church up by Ottawa, Kansas. But the fact of the matter is, and this is a test all you got to have, and that's 1 John 5:11-12. And this is a testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is his son. He who has his son has his life, and he who does not have the son of God does not have life. It's as simple as that. You know, and so, you know, I would, I had a lot of folks mentor me. I'm 65, like I said, but probably until I was 35, I really didn't accept the Lord as my Savior. And so my deal is just to get out amongst folks, and that's what keeps me really going with my disease. I plan to be on Better Horses Radio as long as the good Lord will let me, but there's going to come a time that I'm going to have to back off and take another role. You know, I could have been real bitter. You know, the time this came on, we went nationwide with our TV show. Mm-hmm. We're going nationwide with the radio and on some stuff. But you know what? Don't ever tell God you have plans. You know, because he's got plans for you all the time, and a lot bigger than the plans you have. And I'd never talk this way, but I'm just telling you, the fact of the matter is, we're all terminal, and we better, you know, someone said, well, are you trying to earn those extra crowns in heaven? I joke around and say, I'm just trying to make the cut.
Right.
You know, so I get excited whenever I could talk to friends, especially my audience. A lot of them, my audience that are listening right now with Better Horses. You know, so, and if you might, you know, the thing about Better Horses, I might put a plug into that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all faith-based. You know, if we didn't have the Lord first in our priorities, we've always had that first with the Lord, we wouldn't have any of the success is all due to him, you know.
And like you were saying, you know, after your diagnosis, it would have been very easy to just be bitter and, you know, hate everything and just why me? But it's, you know, like, but it sounds like you're taking a different course, basically saying, hey, you know what, this has happened. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get out there and spread the good word and just let everybody know that, you know, you can be comforted in his good graces.
If there's someone out there, you know, that's listening right now, that's lonely, that's got that's down and is suffering a disease, don't hesitate to email me, Ernie@betterhorsesradio.com, and if we can help, because it does help, it's amazing. You know, I think I might have said this, is that I only cried once after finding this out, and that was when the Saturday after April the 8th, sitting in my driveway, and while I was crying, wasn't feeling sorry for myself, but we don't think about a lot of times what we get to do, we get to see a lot of folks we haven't seen, like your sister, you know, you're talking about. And like, you know, you get to see these folks in the next stage of life. I believe it.
Oh, absolutely. I do as well. But I do miss her, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
not because since she was my older sister, she's only one of the few people I'd known every day of my entire life until she had passed away. But I know that she's up there now. She's up there with she was real close to my granny. I mean, we were both close to my granny. So they're up there now, and they're probably up there. They both love playing cards. So they're up there playing cards right now.
That's
with
right.
Each other.
And, you know, you're going to be there before you know it. You know? And so the thing about it is we got to be prepared. And because, you know, this still here, I tell everybody I'm in the fourth quarter of life, hoping for some overtime, you know, and so that's, you know, that's what we're doing. But my message, like I said, is, you know, and, you know, this what really hit close is in Matthew 7:21, and I was in this other row, and that is not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. And a good friend of mine from up in Iola and trained horse, one of the top horse trainers in the country, Brent Wright, you know, he brought up, he says, our time on this earth is the shortest time we'll spend anywhere. And so you got to remember that. Just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Pour yourself out to him and make sure your family and friends have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Reach out to me. Like I said, I love Better Horses Radio.
Right.
I love Better Horses, but this is a priority.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking to Ernie Rodina. Of course, he is the host of, as he said, Better Horses Radio. But he also has been diagnosed back in April with a Lewy body dementia. It's kind of like a dementia with Parkinson's with it. And it's about, I think your doctor said it's about what, a 5 year,
five to seven year
lifespan from diagnosis.
Right. You know, a lot of, I think I might have mentioned to you too, Ted Turner, he's got it. A lot of folks you don't realize have it. We lost Gail Sayers.
Yep.
My first deal was when I was trying to figure that Lewy body dementia out, is you look at, you had Tom Seavers, the pitcher. You have Jerry Sloan, the basketball player. And then you have Gail Sayers. I thought, well, the common denominator on all this is it affects all great athletes. And the people put me in my place real quick there. I'm not great. But no, I just reach out to folks, spread the word on Jesus. And like I said, if I can help anybody, you know, contact me, you know, and that, and there is a Jesus. I'm nothing but, like I said, all I am is a retired feed salesman, has a little media company, but I tell you what, there's a lot bigger things in store around the way.
Most definitely. Well, sir, again, you can listen to Better Horses Radio every Saturday right here on the Mighty 690K GGF. You can catch it right after Open Line. Be sure to tune in for that. And also, Ernie, if anybody does want to talk to you, if they'd like to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
You can contact me on my cell phone number, 785-418-6047. Or email me at Ernie, E-R-N-I-E, at BetterHorsesRadio.com. I want to tell you, I really do appreciate what KGGF stands for out there. I mean, you guys are a solid station, faith-based, you know, and just really do love you guys for that. And just to have a blast, and we have a great audience, and love everyone out there.
And we appreciate you spending just a few minutes of your time with us today. We you're going to be in our prayers, and we will be thinking about you, and you're always welcome to come back onto the station at any time.
And if anybody wants to get on our prayer list, you can go to ernie@betterhorses.com. Or you can just email me what I gave you the email before, and email it, and we'll put it on our prayer list.
All right. Well, sir, again, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it. It was definitely a pleasure to meet you. And again, anytime you want to come back, you are welcome to come back at any time.
Well, I hope I can keep coming back.
Yes.
The next few years.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, again, that was Ernie Rodina. Of course, he's the host of Better Horses Radio. Catch it right here on Saturdays on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we have Fox News at the top of the hour, and then Jarrett Sleppy will have some local news for you. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.